This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
State Capitol in Bismarck today. I had positioned my microphones up into the rafters so you could hear what it sounds like when there are 60 mile an hour winds in the state capitol, but now the wind is not cooperating. What's the wind speed in Bismarck right now, Tom? It's wimpy.
It's nothing like yesterday's 70 there. Got to 73 not too far from Bismarck. Now just 16 now, no big deal.
Yeah, that's wimpy. But I literally could hear it. And it was
Fargo something. Getting 37 mile an hour gusts, Grand Forks 44. So, yeah, off to the east still a little bit. But, yeah, nothing like yesterday. Holy cow, buildings were shaking yesterday. It shouldn't be.
Still some travel fallout from impacts from the weather as well. Minot to Devil's Lake on Highway 2 is going to be a little dicey today. And if you take Highway 3 between Devil's Lake and Minot South, that's not doing all that good today. Up there along 5 and 83, still a little rough as well. Same with 40. What else? Well, 1804 around the Williston 268. Portions of 85 between Williston and Dickinson or the interstate. Same with 22 around Killdeer. So those areas still impacted. Most significant impacts on Highway 2 between Minot and Devil's Lake. Good stretch of that is in rough shape. And then the interstate I-29 up Grafton north to the border. Same thing there. So rest of the state, bottom half of the state. Clear sailing, but impacts in a good chunk of the northern half of the state from that weather the last few days. Anyway, glad to have you back with us on What's on Your Mind. My name's Scott Hinnon. Ty, the radio god Mitchell, is here. We're live at the state capitol today. Yesterday was Energy Day, so we were proud to be part of that and take it all in a good full day and a lot of good information. In fact, so many different angles. I can't wait to get to telling the story. One of them I'm anxious to try and figure out is the Dakota Access Pipeline will have oil flowing through it soon. By the way, they lost another round in court yesterday. These guys are like 0 for 50. I don't know why they don't see the writing on the wall. But anyway, you know, once Obama's gone, you don't have your thumb on the scale anymore. So when you actually apply truth and justice, you lose every time because you're on the wrong side of the truth. And the court keeps telling them that, but I guess they're going to keep pounding their head against the wall. Anyway, there is soon, rather, will be oil flowing through the Dakota Access Pipeline, okay? The construction process is nearing an end. Once it does, and you have a huge amount of Bakken oil, okay, that is going through that, you have an increase per barrel of around $5 to $6 for North Dakota royalty owners, for, you know, the companies that ultimately own that oil, which is obviously royalty owners and the producers as well in many cases. What else? You have, you know, the state of North Dakota, the counties, the cities, everybody benefits by that additional price. But it's going to be bam, right? So you got to, you know, what's the daily capacity of Dakota Access? Is it 200,000 barrels or is it 400,000? I think it might be 400,000. I can't remember the number, but it's a big number.
500,000, but whatever.
Yeah, it's a large number. I know that. Yeah. At the time it was proposed, it was about half the production for the entire Bakken. So you're probably right, running a half a million. So let's just say for rough numbers, it's a half million barrels per day. When you take a half $1 million per a barrel per day times low number, $5, you know, $5 goes up per price. That's a significant impact immediately. So, you know, this is something that when you're talking about what we were yesterday, the drop in the price of oil and the effort to build back and how the new normal is going to be a little bit different. It's not going to be this huge spike and, you know, immediate ramp up. It's going to happen a little more gradually over that. And also the new norm is not to have that level of activity. We have the infrastructure to support this now. So anyway, all good news. And I'm interested in crunching those numbers and trying to look at what the specific difference is going to be sooner rather than later. So should be interesting. Meanwhile, help me out here, folks. And we'll get to the phones because we have a busy show. So I do want to get to your calls at 800-228-0550 right away. And your calls are always welcome for all our guests. But if there's something else on your mind, call us 258-0550. Text us 226-8503. Text me 367-2054. Or email us studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Bottom of the hour, our Legislature Today segment. We're going to talk about caring for a loved one in their home. Friends, family, neighbors doing that. And how often that goes on and how they're in need of a little boost that the AARP is working on. We're going to talk about that today on the program. Governor Doug Burgum will join us at the top of the next hour. A lot of things to cover with him, least of which there's just so many, I don't know where to begin. I'll probably start with Obamacare from the state's perspective. What do they see? What do they want to see in the way of legislation when all is said and done? And then Congressman Kramer here for most of the 10 o'clock hour with our weekly talk radio town hall. So, busy program. I received a letter today from a listener, and it was a letter that was sent in reply to this listener who sent a note to Senator Heidi Heitkamp thanking her for speaking out about the Dakota Access Pipeline protest, which was rare, but she did do it on occasion. And this particular listener said, "I'm glad you did that. Thank you." Sent a note. She got a reply in return that has raised an eyebrow with me and with him. He sent it to me and said, "What do you make of this?" And you know, a lot of this stuff is typical congressional politician ease. They can never just say thanks for the note, appreciate it, you know, God bless, bye bye. They got to give you a download of data to tell you how smart they are. But in this letter, she says, "Dear Fred, thank you for contacting the Dakota Access Pipeline. It was good to hear from you. As you know, on January 24th, President Trump issued a presidential memorandum instructing the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to review and approve in an expedited manner requests to construct and operate the Dakota Access Pipeline." And she's going on to talk about the process and how it happened. And then she says, "On February 22nd, many remaining protesters left on their own accord, and symbolic arrests were made as the camp emptied."
Huh?
I think Senator Heitkamp has a little different view of what happened that day. I don't know if she's busy in Washington, D.C., didn't get the newspaper, whatever. But many remaining protesters left on their own accord, and symbolic arrests were made as the camp emptied. What were symbolic arrests? They were people who had defied the law repeatedly, week after week after week, were given a deadline to leave, still hadn't left. Yes, some people said, "Okay, we understand we're going to be arrested. Can we just all do that in line? Fine, whatever." But still an arrest. There's nothing symbolic about it. What does she mean by that? On February 22nd, many remaining protesters left on their own accord, and symbolic arrests were made. It seems like they were painting a rosy picture that was not factual of the situation as the camp emptied. Did she see what was necessary in a way of a law enforcement response to enforce the evacuation order? Senator Heitkamp, are you watching this? Why do you want to paint with this vanilla, everything's, just say what happened. She goes on, "The next day, the cleanup of the camp site began to clear the area of potential environmental contaminants before any spring flooding occurs. The Bismarck Tribune reported that as of late Thursday, February 5th, the main protest camp on Army Corps of Engineers land had been fully cleared of all debris and remaining structures. I'm proud of our law enforcement for how they conducted themselves over these trying months and that the clearing of the encampment was conducted in a safe manner. The safety of all parties had always been my highest priority, and I'll continue to monitor the cleanup efforts as spring approaches. Thank you for contacting me. Don't hesitate to contact me again." Symbolic arrests. You had lawbreakers. You had people with rap sheets. You had people meaning to do other people harm who had to be arrested. Lawbreakers. Senator Heitkamp should know better than to whitewash this and suggest these are symbolic arrests. That irritate anybody else? It did the recipient of the letter. It does me. And I'm kind of curious what you think. 800-228-0550. Let's go to Mark first up here. Goodrich, is that where you're at, Mark? Mark, are you there?
So I'm here. Can you hear me?
Now I can hear you.
Yes, okay. Sir. Yeah, I want to talk about health care. So this new health care policy was being talked about by Congressman Louie Gohmert, very conservative congressman from Texas. And he was saying that if we want to restore competition in the insurance market, that the issue about restoring competition across state lines is really misleading, and that it will do nothing to restore competition or market principles because...
There's been a difference over that for a long time. I want to get the rest of your thought after the break here. Mark, hang tight, would you? Up against the break. Other calls welcome and waiting on What's On Your Mind.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Troy Oglem of Northwood. Backed by popular demand, the North Dakota Soybean Council is sponsoring a See for Yourself program to Portland, Oregon, July 11th through the 14th. For North Dakota soybean producers to see their checkoff dollars at work. Learn about checkoff investment in rail and water transportation, soy biodiesel, agricultural advocacy training, and tour shipping ports where North Dakota soybeans leave for Asia. Experience firsthand the systems in which North Dakota Soybean Council invests to ensure market stability for your soybeans. If selected, airfare, lodging, and most meals will be reimbursed. North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to apply to participate in this See for Yourself program by April 17th. Log on to ndsoybean.org and apply today.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
To you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, North Dakota Energy. A new brand for the North Dakota Petroleum Council was introduced yesterday as part of Energy Day, and I'm looking forward to talking more about that and the plans. Well, I actually have a meeting over at the Petroleum Council later this afternoon. Get to see some of the new marketing things they're doing, and excited about it. So we'll be telling you more about that in the coming days and weeks. But Energy Day was a rousing success yesterday. Lots of great information and a good way to get folks together. All right, back to the calls here at 800-228-0550. And so, Mark, you were telling us before the break about Louis Gohmert, who is a congressman from Texas, and his view that competition across state lines means Zippo nada. What do you want? What do you think the best plan for, you know, the guiding principles that ought to be there for Obamacare and the reform?
Well, conservative Congressman Gohmert made the point that in order to restore market principles and competition, forget about competition across state lines, because he said the number one thing, quote unquote, is that the insurance companies are monopolies and they are exempt from antitrust law. And when we remove that exemption, and only then will we truly have market forces and competition restored in the insurance markets. And what we're facing right now with the relationship between quote-unquote private sector monopolies and government is very much like what led to the American Revolution, because King George III...
Okay, we don't have time for King George III today, but I get your point that, you know, more competition is better every time. Absolutely. Here's my take on the different plans that are going on right now, and I welcome yours as well. We're going to talk more about it in the next couple of hours here with Governor Burgum and also Congressman Cramer. Republicans in general don't ever come out and say, we're all on board, this is our plan. So somebody always, whether it's Louis Gohmert or whether it's Rand Paul or whatever, somebody else is always going to have another idea. That's okay. You know, the competition of ideas is fine. It makes everything better. So I think we just roll up our sleeves, soak up as much information as we can, and say, look, we agree on this. We want to repeal that garbage piece of legislation. We want to replace it with something better. We want to get, you know, government out of health care and fix everything that Obamacare made worse. How do we do it? What's the best plan? And, you know, school up and man up. Get engaged in the process. Andrew in Jamestown, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Wanted to comment on that letter from Senator Heitkamp. What do you think of that?
Good morning, Scott. Morning, Todd. Hey, you know what? I find myself somewhat in agreement with your being a little irritated by that. I'll tell you what. Pretty sure those last whatever rust they had there, the 40 or 50 or whatever the heck it was, I'm pretty sure that when the day came and the hour closed in and they were surrounded by whoever they were surrounded by, I'm pretty sure that those protesters didn't stand in a circle with hay in their hand drawing straws to see, well, looks like you're gone, looks like you're gone. That's not how that worked. And I'm not going to take out of context what Heidi said, but, you know, I think symbolic, and I think it's a little overdramatic for the events that took place. I mean, this was a long process, and I'm pretty sure that someone didn't say, well, I'll get arrested for our cause, and, you know, just because they wanted to be a martyr. I'm pretty sure, unless I'm misreading the way that you read that, I'm pretty sure that's not the way that went.
Well, I don't know how to be any more clear. On February 22nd, again, that's the deadline. Right, that's the deadline. Many remaining protesters left on their own accord, and symbolic arrests were made. Now, I've heard law enforcement say that there were some people who said, look, you know, we want to go, but we want to be arrested basically for the cameras. I mean, all of this has been about social media. So the symbolic, quote, arrests were them acknowledging they want to be arrested. But that was February 22nd. February 23rd, they had to go into the camp and arrest people that remained there that were still defying the order. That was the next day. You know, this line didn't belong in a letter from Senator Heidi Heitkamp. It diminishes what law enforcement endured in managing this very, very dangerous situation. It is disrespectful to law enforcement, in my mind.
Yeah. And you know, and just briefly, and I can't agree with you more, because all it's really doing at that point is just continuing to let it go. You've been saying it for weeks now. Let it go. Let's just, it's done. We're finished. It's over with. You guys made your point. We had a great big party. And let it go. I mean, it's we're good. You know, we're not, they're not going to get what they want. and everybody's going to keep on moving. At the end of the day, at the end of the week, oil's going to go through there. That's just the way it is. It's one of those ones that just kind of needed to be chalked up to the way that it went. And I agree with you. I think that was a very poor choice on her part.
Yeah, I appreciate the call. Thank you. And when you say let it go, I mean, I think obviously the tribe needs to let it go. I think that the fact that Dave Archambault is out there leading more Washington D.C. protests, it's being done for the cameras. It's being done for groups that are making millions and millions of dollars to try and stop fossil fuels. This is the thing. This has never been about stopping a pipeline. They knew they weren't going to stop that. Dave Archambault said that. They knew that. This was about garnering the attention of the world, and they got it. It worked. Their little game worked. Their information war worked. They won that information war. However, I'm not for one second about to let that go. I want to know who was writing the checks. I want to know, how they were cashed. Were taxes paid on them? I want to know. This is a criminal enterprise is what it is. It's a criminal enterprise. It's a charade. And to say, okay, we got them out of here. We're done. Oil's flowing. We're done. No, 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 no. We need to cut the head off the snake, or guess what? This is going to happen again.
And if I could just close by saying, no matter what side of this argument you're on, because there's some aspects of it from your side that I don't agree with. I'm Native American, so I've got some opinions, and there's some aspects that could be debated till the end of time on both sides, as far as I'm concerned. But when I say let it go, what I mean very quickly is that it is, the battle's over. It's done. The courts have decided, let's just let it go, and now everybody just needs to pick the next whatever argument they want to get on with. This has gone long enough. That's the bottom line.
Yeah. Help me understand, as a Native American, what am I missing as just a white talk show host?
You know what? That is a discussion that could go on for a really long time. And, you're a very intelligent guy, Scott. Don't get me wrong. There are some aspects of this that go on beyond the grays and the whites and the colors of the painted me and the painted what we see from the arguments that have gone on with tribal lands, so forth and so on. This could be an argument that you could have. You could do umpteen shows on this as far as Native Americans are concerned, in my opinion. And this goes way, way, way back in history and who was here first and all those other things.
Right. To the extent we sitting here in 2017 can do something about that in a reasonable fashion, I'm all in. In other words, I don't think, to me, I don't see black and white. I don't see Native and white. I don't. I just see a fellow human being that I'm called to love. And I do my very level best to do that all day long. And if a human being has been wrong and there's something I can do about it, I'm willing to roll up my sleeves and help if I think that something has been done. I think there are enough obvious issues that need to be dealt with in the Native world. I wish we could expend our energy on that rather than something like the Dakota Access Pipeline, which honestly is a good project for everybody involved. If you live in the state of North Dakota, you benefit from that being built. So, that's to me a no-brainer. Let's deal with something that actually can make a difference. Appreciate your call, Andrew, though. Really do. Call again.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
From listeners related to that conversation we had last hour on the letter to a constituent from Senator Heitkamp related to the symbolic arrests. Senator Heitkamp, what the heck? She obviously is trying to keep the Native American vote, question mark. That's long gone. She's out in left field with all those water protectors and eco-terrorists. Her letter was a prime example of sitting on the fence. Somebody else said, can we see the letter? Absolutely. I got to figure out a way to, I just have a scan of it, I guess, and I think it's in a PDF form. And so if I figure out a way to get it up on our social media, I'll do that. I'm going to put Todd in charge of that. Todd, you get to do all the fun stuff.
There goes the neighborhood putting me in charge.
Right there. So we'll get Todd to share that around, a little social media action for you today on the program. We're at the state capitol in Bismarck. A lot happening here. One piece of legislation we've been tracking is this CARE Act. And our friends at AARP are keeping us schooled up on that. You know, more than 62,000 North Dakotans are caring for older parents, spouses, adults, and children with disabilities or other loved ones. And helping them to live safely and independently in their homes is what they do. These are family caregivers that are that first line of defense against older North Dakotans being forced from their homes and into much more costly and taxpayer-funded nursing homes or worse yet, back into the hospital. So that's a labor of love, but it can also feel like an overwhelming and stressful responsibility, and that's why AARP has been fighting for some solutions, common-sense solutions, to make family caregivers' responsibilities a little bit easier. They could use some support for that, and having that support will make a real impact on their lives, make a big difference. So We have a telephone number that you can call and find out more about it. We're going to talk more about it today as well. AARP.org/North Dakota on the web or 866-554-5383 to learn more about how AARP supports these family caregivers. 866-554-5383. Paid for by the folks at AARP. Joining us now is Josh Askvick. He's the state director for North Dakota, and also Marilyn Warner from Fargo, and a caregiver. She is a caregiver for her husband, Mike. So we'll talk a little bit about their story today on the program. Josh, welcome back.
Hey, thanks, Scott, for having me back. I heard you fought the wind yesterday morning, and then staying standing tall in the Capitol building today.
Trying, yeah. I heard fun stories yesterday. Randy Christman said they can actually watch the plants sway in the PSC office on a windy day like that.
I believe it.
That kind of freaked me out up there on, 14, 15, 16th floor or something.
I'm looking forward to checking it out today, although it's a little bit slower today, thankfully. But
exactly. Right.
Enough about the weather. We can talk about caregivers and, most importantly, let Marilyn tell her story. I think you and I have talked, but just to remind the listeners, we've been fighting, as your intro said, for supports for family caregivers. They're individuals who help their loved ones and spouses or older parents stay independent and safe at home. And we've been working on a couple of bills, but one that we're particularly interested in is called the CARE Act. And it's a bill that provides support so that when a loved one goes into the hospital, the family caregiver is a part of that transition process when they leave the hospital and go home. And it ensures that those family caregivers have the appropriate instruction and demonstration of aftercare tasks before that patient is discharged so that they can do it safely and keep their loved one safe and independent at home and not end up back in a hospital setting with more complications or a different complication because something was mistaken or something happened that wasn't there. And so the cool part about this is we know across party lines, we did a phone survey that North Dakotans support these provisions, and we've been working on specifically Senate Bill 2215. But before we get into more of the details of that, I asked Marilyn Warner to join us today because she can tell a story. We've been hearing from hospitals about how they already do this and they already provide these supports and services. And when we've talked to members and done some survey, we found out that a third of them still aren't getting that necessary support, and there's specific stories tied to that. And so I asked Marilyn to join me today, and she did some aftercare tasks for her husband when he had shoulder replacement surgery. So I'll get out of the way and let Marilyn tell her story, and thanks for joining us today, Marilyn.
Yeah, how are you, Marilyn?
I'm good. How are you?
Wonderful. Thanks for sharing a little bit of the story. I think it helps it brings it beyond a bill number and makes it real for folks to understand why these changes are necessary. So we appreciate you sharing a little bit of the story with us today on the program. So tell us what it was like being a caregiver for your husband.
Okay, well, what happened was we came home after his reverse shoulder replacement, and the thing that I was confused about was the care of his very large incision. Because the doctor had given me some instructions, the nurse gave me another instruction, and then just before we left, a third nurse gave me another instruction. So when I got home, I ran to the drugstore and bought all kinds of tape and all kinds of bandages and got home. And as I drove up, I realized, luckily, right next door to me lived a man who had had the same surgery about 9 months before, and his wife was a retired registered nurse. So I called her, and she told me exactly what I should do and exactly what I needed. So if I hadn't had her instructions, I would not have known what to do. I returned all the tape I bought and all the bandages I bought and used exactly what she told me, and she was the one that saved me.
Wow. And this story that Marilyn's telling us, Josh, you explained before, not all that uncommon, right?
I mean, it is not uncommon. As we said, when we did the phone survey I referenced earlier, one-third of individuals haven't received any care instructions or demonstration. And then even when it does happen, as it happened in Marilyn's instances, there's still some confusion and some ability. And if they would take the time to clearly explain it and demonstrate it. And that's what the CARE Act simply asks a hospital to do. And so we have a book we produced otherwise called Voices of North Dakota Caregivers, and there's additional stories about instances where a loved one was in the hospital, and when they were discharged to go home, the instructions didn't happen, and so the individual ended up back in the hospital. One particular individual also in and around the Fargo area had a catheter, never showed the caregiver how to change that or clean it, and guess what? They got an infection and ended up back. And we're trying to help eliminate that and eliminate folks getting back into the hospital or having to go back into the hospital, and also trying to help save them from going to more costly nursing homes and allow them to stay independent and safe at home. And so we think this is pretty common sense. The House, the first chance they had to discuss it in the first half of the session, changed it very significantly. And so we're taking the Senate version of the bill back over to them and asking them to get it right this time, and encouraging folks, in addition to finding out more about it, we have an 800 number that they can call to tell their representatives to support it. And that would be 844-293-8794. Again, 844-293-8794 to call your state representatives and tell them to support the CARE Act, because it is a common sense solution that's going to help everybody stay where they want to stay, and that's at home.
So, Marilyn, when you were going through this with Mike, and you know, all the conflicting information that you're getting, did anybody sort of say, "Hey, Marilyn, we're sorry. You know, here's why that happened, and you know, this person was giving you the wrong information, but here's why I'm giving you the right." I mean, any explanation at all for it?
No, not at all. Each one was just going off their own directions. In fact, when I got home and thought about all the directions I've gotten, then I read the written directions, and that was different too. So, luckily, I had my wonderful neighbor.
And that's that. As we referenced earlier, Scott, I think that's the important thing about this is that luck shouldn't be what saves folks from not making mistakes. It should be about
no
getting
kidding.
The proper instruction on the first end and the first part of it. And again, you know, we're out asking North Dakota to join the 30 other states that have put in these common sense solutions and do it right, so that North Dakotans can help their loved ones stay safe and independent at home. You know, wide support for the provisions of the CARE Act across party lines. I think the demonstration part of it, 91% of Republicans that we surveyed supported, 94% of independents, and 98% of Democrats. So it's not like this is a partisan issue. This is about families taking care of their loved ones and keeping them safe at home. And that's why we're asking the North Dakota legislature to do it. And the other thing is, given, you know, the tight budget constraints the state has, this doesn't cost the state any money. This is simply asking for a policy change to ensure that when hospitals do their discharge processes that they're already required to do, that they include those family members as part of that process.
Yes, it's as close to a no-brainer as I've ever heard of. Now, I recognize no organization wants to be told by a state legislator, here's a new rule, you know, mandate, you have to do a new rule, right? So there's going to be just natural pushback to new rules. But I would have a hard time if we had the CEOs of every healthcare organization in the state here to say, Maryland's story isn't an example of why we need to do something a little bit different. What kind of feedback are you getting from, I mean, do people recognize, okay, this is an issue that needs to be shored up, Josh?
Sure. So we've had numerous conversations with hospitals and trying to address concerns they have. We've made significant changes from when we first talked about the bill originally to try and meet and address those concerns. And to be blunt, Scott, we think we've addressed pretty much all of them that we can. We think there's probably a few minor tweaks that we can make it even a little bit better for them. And yet we still can't get them to not want to do something that would support family members helping family members. And the arguments we hear are, well, we already do it. Well, I've already given the data about where it still happens. We've also heard a concern about liability. That's why there's provisions in the bill that hospitals wrote that would protect them from that liability. So we continue to try and work with them and do what we can. But at the end of the day, we're hoping they'll stand with family caregivers and with family members trying to keep their loved ones safe. And we just haven't quite got them there just yet. And so we'll keep having those conversations with them, but that's why we're asking the state legislature to say, hey, this is pretty common sense, to make sure that it does happen and does occur in every situation, so that we don't have one third of folks, when asked, say they didn't get that support.
Well, thank you all. Appreciate it. We're going to continue to follow this one. It's been a fun one to track for sure. Marilyn, our best to Mike. And Josh, thanks for the time. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Scott. Have a good one.
You bet.
Thank you.
Keep following this, folks. And, you know, the stats are pretty clear on this one. So makes a whole lot of sense for sure. More What's On Your Mind after this short timeout.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
How do you live your faith in an unfriendly world? Get some inspiration and a lot of laughs at the Family Policy Alliance Gala Monday, April 3rd in Bismarck or Tuesday, April 4th in Fargo. Former pro baseball players and TV personalities David and Jason Benham, authors of the new book Living Among Lions, will encourage you to transform the world through conviction and courage. Monday, April 3rd, 6:30 at the Ramcota Hotel or Tuesday, April 4th, 6:30 at the Fargo Holiday Inn. For reservations, call 701-214-5565 or online at familypolicyalliance.com/North Dakota.
Vince is back from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, Minot Bismarck, Grand Forks and Fargo 2. You and I have talked a lot about hot tubs, and you've sold me. Hot Springs is the best. I absolutely love it. Every day made better. But these saunas really have me intrigued, too. Tell me about the saunas you have at Hot Springs Spas.
Yeah, we've been with Finlayol for 40 years, and actually it's a Minnesota company that in three more years will be 100 years old. They are the largest sauna manufacturer in North America. They do both traditional and infrared saunas, and we've been with them for 40 years.
What is the health benefit of having a sauna? If I have a sauna and I'm in there 20 minutes, half hour every day, how am I better?
A lot of the same things we talk about with the hot tub, Scott, but the other thing it does, it's great for your skin. It releases natural endorphins in the body, which boosts your immune system. You detox deeper. I mean, when you sit in a sauna daily, you're detoxing deep in those cells and getting rid of the bad stuff faster by sitting in the sauna daily.
Stop and see them at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Minot, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Fargo, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
On your mind, tell me 258-0550 now. Pick up that phone. 258-0550. Many 701 area code. You can also call us toll free 800-228-0550. You can text us, Todd at 226-8503. I got a bunch of them on the get to in a second here. Me at 367-2054. 367-2054. Just got word that Congressman Cramer will actually be marking up the Obamacare repeal and replace legislation in the Energy and Commerce Committee during the Talk Radio Town Hall next hour. So he'll be calling in and going back and forth between votes. So I love that. We've done that on a couple of occasions where we literally are play-by-play the committee effort.
Real live radio there, right?
Exactly right. So we're going to do that coming up here in just a little bit on the program. I want today to be the day you get one heck of a deal from my friends at Titan Outlet Store. Simple as that. And right now, anything on their lot is 11% less when you say, Scott sent me. I don't know what possibly could be a better deal than that. So I just get on the phone, and you might want to ask them about the 2011 Case IH Magnum 290. It's a local trade, tillage spraying. And with your grain cart in the fall, comes with a 540 and 1,000 PTO. It's loaded up. Okay, that's 124, 618 normally. Okay, 11% off. You mentioned us. And it qualifies for Titan's 12-month, 500-hour warranty. So just 10% down gets you this excellent planter, sprayer, harvest tractor. Great return on investment. That's a good deal. And, of course, this is guaranteed iron. That's the thing. You get guaranteed iron you can't beat a deal like that. So 11% off and the guaranteed iron, just a really good deal. TitanOutletStore.com is the website, or call them at 218-233-3700. 218-233-3700. Don and his team, good folks. Going to give you a good deal. Listen to this. I mean, 12-month, 500-hour warranty. You're getting the deal you're getting. 11% off. Can't beat it. Titan Outlet Store. I'd love it if you'd stop and see them, too. They're Glendon, actually, is their address, but just south of I-94 in Minnesota, exit 6, just as you're heading eastward out of Fargo-Moorhead area into Minnesota on I-94. All right. Let's do a few hundred things here. Arlen in Devil's Lake wants to ask us about Ellen Radner. What about Ellen Radner?
God, I was wondering, I missed her. Could you ever get her on once in a while? It used to be fun to hear that extreme left view. Me being a conservative, I kind of missed her. I see her on. She was a lot of fun.
If for folks that are not familiar, Ellen Radner is a very left-wing radio talk show host. She's a regular on Fox News Channel as kind of a left nemesis for a number of different shows. She's a dear, sweet lady. I really enjoy her. She's a good friend. She was on every day with me for a lot of years when I did the show up in Grand Forks and first few years down in Fargo, too.
I loved talking to her about my deer hunting stories. It would freak her out. Is she still a vegan?
Oh, she just, you know, the idea that someone would shoot a deer makes her about crazy. So, yeah, no, she's a... I'm not serious. Yeah. In fact, she made me one time take her out to Buzzerl's buffalo farm in Grand Forks so she could kiss a buffalo, which is, by the way, it's like playing with fire. You don't kiss a buffalo. They're big. And she's little.
Did she do it?
Get her on again?
She did it. Yeah, no, we will. I'll invite Ellen on. It's a good idea. What should we argue about? We have to find something to argue about. I don't know what, but we'll...
I'll tell her a deer hunting story if you get her back on.
There you go. Okay, Arlen. Keep listening. Don't miss it. We'll get
it
done.
Did you just imply that you would struggle to come up with something to argue with somebody on the left about? I struggle for content?
The struggle would be, it could be a million different things. I don't know.
Right.
It'd be in picking one.
Okay. Narrowing it down. Okay. Got it.
Margie in Minot, what's on your mind?
Hi, Scott. I was just listening to your conversation with the last about the Bismarck bill that they're talking about for the caregivers.
Yes.
And one of my concerns with that is I for one thing, I don't work for any hospital for anything, but I've had my dad in the hospital, myself in the hospital, my mom in the hospital, my husband in the hospital at times. At what point? When you get three different, it sounded to me like that lady, as nice as she was, she had three different people give her three different things. At what point does she say, something's not right here? I need to get this clarified and make sure I know what I'm doing. Where does the personal responsibility come in with taking care of your loved one?
Yeah. And I think she, part of that, she did. What's going on here? Why am I getting conflicting reports and then ask the neighbor, hey, for a little bit of help? But I hear you. I just think clearly it's obvious the process needs to be streamlined. But we can all,
I love the idea of us
owning our health care. When something's not right, I don't just take the doctor's word for it. I go, wait a minute.
Exactly.
You know, why did the other doctor say this? You know,
exactly. Because I've had it where they come in and they're not giving the right. I've had everything from wrong medication come in to being done at the wrong time in the wrong way. And if I wasn't on top of things or just aware, I mean, and I'm sure I've missed things, but you have to be aware for what's going on.
One difficulty now is who can get that information, and that's the other thing they're trying to fix here, too. So, good points.
Yeah,
stay tuned. We're going to continue to watch that one. Texter says it would be cool, Scott, if you would have a Native Talk panel sometime. Love to do it. Love to do it. Let's figure it out. More coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Polar Service Center is hiring. If you hear nothing else, hear that. And hear this number, 701-495-0997. That's right, 495-0997. When you call that number, Adam will answer. He is the recruitment director for Polar Service Center. They have locations in Williston, in Kildeer, in Billings, Montana. Polar is the biggest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. They build the best tank trailer on the road. Their service center serves those and other brands. They're looking for technicians. They pay great. If you know anyone with any kind of experience with tank or trailer parts, Polar Service Center wants you. Do you want to be appreciated? Do you want to be compensated for the value you bring to an organization? How'd you like to make $32 an hour? That's what they pay. Great benefits and more. Call Adam now, 701-495-0997. Polar Service Center, 495-0997. Now, Polar Service Center. Or click careers at polarservicecenters.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? Herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.